Gas-powered leaf blowers could soon be gone with the wind, and high school seniors are pondering the post-high school possibilities. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays. Today is Monday, December 6th. Leaf blowers, especially during the autumn months, are a common hardware item for many Davis residents. However, due to the environmental impact of certain blowers, there's a recent ban in California. Jenna Olivari and Elliot DeYoung investigated what that means for the community.
The familiar roar of leaf blowers can often be heard outside on a brisk fall morning. The crunchy brown leaves litter people's yards and walkways. The gust from a leaf blower whisks the leaves into the street. However, in California, off-road engines found in machines such as leaf blowers contribute as much pollution as light-duty passenger cars, according to the Los Angeles Times. On October 9th, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that will outlaw the sale of small off-road engine-powered machinery by 2024. This will effectively ban the sale of gas-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers in California within the next 3 years. In Davis, leaf blower ordinance has been a topic of discussion since the early 2000s, but for a separate issue altogether. Davis is known for being strict about noise ordinance. In 1994, a woman was ticketed for breaking the noise ordinance by snoring. The city council adjusted the noise ordinance regarding leaf blowers around 20 years ago, and that was the last time leaf blowers had been discussed in the city council until last year. Adrian Heinig is the assistant to the director in the Public Works, Utilities, and Operations Department at the City of Davis.
There's been a lot of discussion about leaf blowers over the years. Not a lot of it has been formal in terms of being brought to the level of the City Council, but it's certainly come up sort of in the public discourse quite a lot. And then also at the commission level, our Natural Resources Commission in particular had discussed the item on a few occasions.
In 2020, at the peak of wildfire season, a discussion was catalyzed about leaf blowers for yet another concern.
When we saw all of the air quality impacts from the unfortunate massive wildfires that were occurring around Davis, there was a sort of heightened discussion in the community around leaf blowers in particular because of all that ash that had settled onto the ground and saying, hey, you know, you've got these GHG emissions coming from gas-powered leaf blowers. You have this ash on the ground that's being picked up when you're blowing. You know, we really should revisit the use of these blowers.
The city did not initially have the ability to create a ban on leaf blowers. The city authorized the city manager to declare an air quality emergency. With that, they were able to establish a temporary ban on leaf blowers.
They said, why don't you guys go back and talk to the Natural Resources Commission and any other interested commissions in looking at permanent modifications to the ordinance where we wouldn't need to have this sort of temporary process, which, you know, will eventually expire with the expiration of that air quality emergency.
Heinig and her department now plan to present their recommendations for future leaf blower ordinance to the City Council sometime in December.
In the discussions that we've had since then, and we did do a community survey, kind of get some more feedback from the public on leaf blowers, they were still pretty consistent on the recommendation that the use of gas-powered leaf blowers in particular would be something that the city might look to prohibit. But the Natural Resources Commission also had a recommendation that the use of leaf blowers in general could be curtailed in any residential areas around town, because one of the chief responses that we got in our community survey was concern around the noise created by leaf blowers.
The Davis community's preoccupation with noise ordinance could favor a decision that would help lower the city's carbon emissions. Davis High Junior and Climate Action Club member Nicole Shinstock is a proponent of a leaf blower ban for its environmental benefits.
It's a super easy, super helpful way to quickly cut emissions, and the fact that they have a date and they have money set aside, and it's already a huge plan, it's already way ahead of anything else that's really been going on with legislation to help with climate.
$30 million have been allocated to help landscapers transition to using zero emission equipment by 2024. Landscaping firms may have to swap out their machines for electric versions. Electric leaf blowers, however, are somewhat less effective than their gas-powered counterparts.
it's not an easy switch out. It's possible that we might have more of a conversation depending on if there are those impacts that we want to dive a little bit deeper on, we really want to understand.
Junior Elise Bauman is the Climate Action Club social media manager. Her family has already transitioned to using electric yard machinery.
There's some sort of a discount where you could get a leaf blower and a lawnmower together, and then a battery pack that's fully electric. So you just charge the batteries and then you slide it into a little slot, and that's how it powers all of the equipment. I think it's better for the environment. It's, you know, more fun. I enjoy our electric equipment.
Bauman believes that small changes to individuals' actions can be a key component of limiting carbon emissions.
The climate's in trouble and we all need to act in some way. Every little thing that we can do to help the environment, it's beneficial. It's always going to be hard, you know, looking out for the planet, but I think that change needs to happen now.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Jenna Olivari with Elliot DeYoung reporting.
The high school semester is ending and a lot of seniors are making plans for afterwards. I talked to a couple of upperclassmen about their experiences. For seniors, the end of their high school experience is nearing, and they are faced with the looming question of what to do next, a question with endless possible answers. For senior Morgan Hendricks-Chupa, a gap year was what they needed, especially after the interruption of COVID.
I think not having a normal junior year actually messed up my entire high school experience because junior year is supposed to be the hardest year, and it was actually my easiest year.
Hendricks-Chupa plans on taking the year to do things like getting a job and getting their driver's license. Things they want to have and know before college but haven't had time for this school year.
So I think taking a gap year is going to help me be a better adult.
Senior Sophia Buducina wants to study biomedical engineering. Though Buducina always knew she wanted to go to college and study a STEM field, she wasn't sure exactly what her profession would be until she took an online course in biomedical engineering during her junior year.
To be completely honest, before last year, I had no clue what I wanted to do. I was panicking. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to decide my entire life journey. I'm only like 15. I don't know what I'm doing. I was so lost.
After the gap year, Hendricks-Chupa is interested in pursuing theater and the arts, and specifically hopes to go to college in Oregon. Their focus in art and theater, having lived in Davis their whole life, has not always been well received.
Most people are going to go into the sciences somehow, and if you tell people anything else, they're like, what? You won't make money from that?
They also believe there is an intense pressure on Davis students to excel academically, especially within sciences, and that's why people in Davis don't always understand the desire to pursue a career in the arts. Buducina also thinks there is definitely academic pressure in Davis. However, she thinks it really depends on what environment you're in within the community.
It's definitely who you surround yourself with, because there's such a big variety of what kids want to do, and I think that the pressure really depends on what kind of group you're surrounded by.
From BlueDevilHub.com, this is Stella Mays reporting. You can check out The Hub on Instagram at Blue Devil Hub and on Twitter at DHS Hub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez writes our theme music. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Moon. Stay safe, have a good week, and we will see you next time.